day I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now. Young birds fly.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and I will hope very much that you would like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have 4,500 likes from across the world, and I would like you to join us. It is time for the Women's Room with Angie Mazzillo. Angie Mazzillo is a mom of many hats and a woman on the rise. She shares the how-tos of juggling it all while still managing to keep a bit of sanity. From little kids leaving to college, coffee to counseling, crafting to communication, health and beauty to rest and relaxation, reading husbands to running half marathons, Angie has just the right tips, stories, and anecdotes to help moms and dads see that it is possible to manage it all and not lose your mind. Angie Mazzillo is a speaker, the author of As Mom of Many Hats blog, and the host of Mom of Many Hats Radio at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Toginet.com, T-O-G-I-N-E-T.com. To find out more about Angie, her speaking availability, and the topics she shares, visit her main site at asmomofmanyhats.blogspot.com. That as is A-Z like in Arizona. Welcome to the show, Angie.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Well, it's a pleasure. You've been on before, and you are ahead of me on this downsizing curve that I reference in the article. What people, of course, are going to think when I talk about downsizing is financial downsizing. And yes, that is a component to what my family is facing, but really what has happened to my family is we have downsized in numbers from seven members of the family to a forthcoming four. Mm-hmm. And two of those losses were two of our three dogs died in the last year. And those were certainly hard losses, not, of course, the same as a person, but very, very heartfelt since they'd been in our family a long time. And the third one that I'm referring to is my first and oldest son is going off to college. He's going to a college in Boston, and we live in Los Angeles, and it will be a different home. We have gone from a home of seven to soon a home of four. And I was lamenting the change while celebrating it, if that makes any sense. And I know you've been there. So what are your thoughts on the changing dynamic of your family and thoughts you might offer to our listeners?
Well, I have, as you said, I'm a little bit further along. I have three
kids. Even though you're much younger than me.
Well, maybe a little bit. But I have three kids, and so I have had one already go through college and is now out in the world on her own. And I have my second one.
You mean she isn't living back home?
No, she's not.
Congratulations.
She is off in the world. As soon as she graduated from college, she had been working with a company and went full-time with a company that she was with and has actually lives in a different state and supports herself and has really stepped out into the world full force.
Hallelujah. Good for you and good for her.
Very exciting. And then my second child is actually graduating from high school tonight.
Oh,
and
we'll be
heading off to college next year. And so I have one more at home.
Where is your the one graduating tonight going? Out of state or locally?
She's going out of state.
Uh-huh.
She's going. We're in Arizona. She's going to Texas. So she'll be separated by miles, not by heart, though. So that will be a little bit different for us. Our oldest child went in state, so she was closer and more accessible. My middle daughter will be out of state, but as I said, still close in heart, just not close in miles.
And the one that's still at home is in high school.
She's in high school. She'll be going into 10th grade next year. So we have dynamics changing all around. We've kind of been in that transition period for a few years already, but it seems to really be stepping up now as our kids are getting older and moving off into the world. It's really been a change for both the kids, but also for my husband and myself as well.
Well, the stereotype of the empty nest home and the couple that look at each other and don't know what to say, not to mention the financial impact, there's just so many things at play. I'm curious, what was most difficult for you? The money impact or the loss of a kid at a time or the change in dynamic between you and your husband? What would you say was the strongest feeling and emotions that you guys experienced?
Well, I think a lot of it was The change in the dynamic of the family, the one child out in the world, and with our first one especially, that was scary. We didn't really know how to negotiate it as husband and wife, mom and dad. And so we went through some adjustment between us in how we actually dealt with that and dealt with her situations in college and how you let go. The second one that's coming up, I think will be a little bit easier in that dynamic between him and I as far as dealing with having a child out of the home, because we've been through it already.
So it's the same. Are you saying it's almost the same thing as just the ease with which raising a second child tends to be easier than having already gone through the first?
I would say so, because you have a little bit of experience under your belt. Even though the experiences will be different, because all kids are different and all of their life experiences and personalities are different, at least you're not completely flying blind with a second one.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Now, given that you're an internationally recognized writer and radio show host making millions of dollars a year, I have to assume that the financial impact was negligible and you didn't even notice it.
Well, no. Unfortunately, I wish I could claim all those things, but unfortunately I can't.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday. Hopefully someday, and maybe my grandkids will not have to worry about that. But that is a huge impact. Luckily for us and for my kids, they have been able to do a lot of their education on scholarships. But there is still that impact of, you know, your monthly household expenses are changing. They're going in different places than they were before. We were proactive from the time they were young and we saved. But still, there's that concern with rising education costs that you're not going to have quite enough to cover their education, and we certainly don't want them to go into debt with thousands and thousands of dollars of loans on their own. So we've really encouraged them to be proactive in hunting down scholarships if they are academically slanted, to really capitalize on that, if that's the right word to use, and use that to their advantage as far as financing college. So it has a financial impact on us, but we've been preparing for a long time for it.
Well, the thing that I'm struck by is I also have been preparing for a long time. And I have a financial advisor that is an occasional guest on this show, Jim Scheinberg. And we sat down and planned for it when the mother of my boys was pregnant with our first kid. I'm no longer married to the mother of my boys, by the way. And we did all the actuary tables and how much it should cost. And as you probably know, college costs have far outstripped every other form of inflation.
Yes.
And so I have ended up with what appears to be about half as much as I need, given that both of my kids are probably going to private and very expensive colleges.
Yes.
So it's been a hit to us. And I keep on reflecting on the irony that I've been responsible. I pay my bills. I don't incur any great debt. When the mother of my boys left, I stayed and raised them alone. I don't have any destructive habits. I haven't been thrown in jail. And yet, if I had done any of those things, like abandoned my family or spent all our money or gambled it away in Vegas, my kids would qualify for financial aid. Mm-hmm. They actually qualify for nothing.
Right.
Except private loans, which are horribly expensive as far as interest. So I'm financing their college, and I'm giving each of them a loan for 1 year at the prevailing financial aid rate, because mm-hmm. I want them invested in it. But nonetheless, I'm irritated that, you know, you do everything right and you don't get any help, and other people are getting aid left and right. It seems upside down.
I think there is a component of that. We found ourselves in the same situation, and we knew early on in our marriage, we knew a lifestyle we wanted to adopt, a budgeted type of living. So we kind of had...
Will you talk to my wife, please?
It wasn't easy getting to the point that we're at, but after many, many years, we came to agreements on how to do this. But when we were younger, we pretty much knew that we wouldn't fall into the categories of financial aid eligibility.
Right, right.
So when we had the college discussions with our kids, we do use a financial advisor, which, by the way, we had saved for X amount of dollars based on rates at the time we started the accounts, and costs have far exceeded.
Right, right.
So I think a lot of people are feeling that pain. But one thing I think this type of savings and this type of mindset does for our kids, as you said in your teachable moments before this segment, or your life lessons moments, by adopting this lifestyle, I think this is part of the legacy that we are leaving our children.
That's a good point. That's well said. Listen, Angie, we are out of time. Quickly, I want my readers, listeners to know how to find you and where to listen to you, because you have your own radio show. So quickly give us the details on that.
I do. You can find me at 5 p.m. Eastern on Fridays on TogiNet Radio. It's Mom of Many Hats Radio on TogiNet. You can also find me at my blog. That can get you to any sites that I'm on, and that's AZ, as in Arizona, AZ, Mom of Many Hats, .blogspot.com. And you can also find me on iTunes. Just Google Mom of Many Hats Radio, and you can find me there as well.
Excellent. Terrific. I hope I'll see you at Dad Chat one of these Thursdays.
Absolutely. Not tonight, because I'll be at my daughter's graduation.
Well, that's an excuse I'll accept. Although you could take your phone and do it from there.
I'm kidding.
Angie, thank you so much. We will be back with Pastor Drew after these messages for Teen Rap.